This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September 4. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm 103, verse 13. It says there, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." End of quote. The Bible reiterates that God is the perfect father you can ever have. I understand some of us may not have experienced a compassionate and loving earthly father. However, you have all the goodness, love, mercy, and compassion of a perfect father in God. Our insights today compares the Lord's compassion to an earthly father's compassion. It says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. End of quote. As a father, I know how much compassion I have toward my children. At the same time, I also mindful of the truth. I am not a perfect father in many ways. I am an imperfect father. Listen, so are you, all earthly fathers. However, the Lord God is the perfect father. How much more would be his compassion toward those who fear him? The word fear means your respect, honor toward him and his words. Do you respect and honor God and his principles laid down in the Bible? If so, this passage is for you. Now the Bible says the Lord is good to all, his compassion on all he has made. Psalm 145 verse 9. Because God is the creator of all, he is good to all, and he has compassion on all he created. This is in a general sense. No matter what, God will be good to you. No matter what, he has compassion toward you because he is your creator. He has to be because he created you. And his traits remain the same. It makes sense. However, our insight says that God's compassion toward you is like a father's compassion for his children. This brings home God's loving kindness and resultant care in an intimate and personal sense. In a general meaning, God is the father of all because they are all his creation. Now, in a particular sense, God becomes your true father in a more personal and intimate way because you are adopted into his household in his beloved son, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:5 says, he, means God, predestined us for adoption as his sons through Jesus Christ. End of quote. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12 says this, but to all who did receive him, means Jesus, who believed in his name, means the name of Jesus, God gave the right to become the children of God. End of quote. You see, who has the right to become the children of God? Read it again. It says those who would receive Jesus and believe in his name. What a special privilege that God becomes your father in Christ Jesus. You see, due to severe circumstances, sometimes we wonder whether God cares. The disciples asked the same question. They were afraid because of the lake's severe storm and the boat was about to drown. They asked Jesus, don't you care if we drown? If Jesus is with them in the boat, do you think they are going to be drowned? Should they be afraid? No way. The Lord is with them in that boat. However, they were worried. Of course, he cared for them, didn't he? He does the same care for you because you are his child and has compassion and mercy. Peter experienced his care not only there in that boat, but in many other incidents. He later wrote in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, he said, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Beloved, when you understand and accept the truth, God cares for you. You would not try to carry your anxieties and burden yourself. You don't need to, because he cares for you. He has compassion on you. Go to him in prayer. Cast your worries and burden on him, kneeling down in prayer. And experience how he would help sovereignly in times of need. You will experience his compassion and care in a personal way. And you are going to witness to others around you. You see, He is a million times better than any earthly best father. Taste and see how good God is. Pray with me. Father in heaven, I carry my anxieties and worries to You in prayer. You are the perfect Father who has compassion for me. You sent Your Son Jesus to die in my place for my sins and shortcomings. I accept Jesus and believe in His name. Thank You for adopting me into Your wonderful heavenly household as Your child. Please forgive me and bless me now. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.